as God's chosen children, you know, we have to rise to power. We have to be the ones to walk that path. We have to be the ones to bring the people to the word of God, you know? Because the power and strength that God has given us throughout our journey, throughout that narrow path, has made us who we are today. Not many can do what we have accomplished for our Father. A lot of them still stuck in dream world, you know? A lot of them still stuck in fairy tale land. But the life that we have in us is real, it's true. No one can duplicate what we have been through. We all have our own journey, but we all head into the same destination as long as we stand faithful to our Father. The road gonna always be rocky. Think about it, just set your mind to knowing that anything is possible. You know, anything is possible. Whether good or bad, anything is possible, you know, but your faith always remains in God through every situation and knowing that it'll get better for you because everything God has created and done is good, you know. God will turn the bad to good. Excuse me. God will make that bad situation good, you know, but that experience that you have, no one can take that experience back from you. No one can tell you how rocky that road was. No one can feel how rocky the road was for you because only you have your emotional feelings yourself. You know, that rocky road that was rocky for you was probably smooth for somebody else because they've been through worse. I was probably like tougher for somebody else because they haven't been through that situation, you know? So we have to understand, you know what I'm saying? The game plan, we got to understand what's at hand. We got to understand the blueprint. We got to understand, you know what I'm saying, what's required from us. Because if you don't understand what's required from you while you're going through your process, while you're going through your transgressions and your situations, then you won't accomplish what God has chosen for you to accomplish for his purpose and his reason for that season, that time. So within that time frame that God has given you, you're not going to know when it start, but you're going to know when it began. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all understand what I'm saying by that. You may not know when it's going to start, when it's going to occur in your life, but you're going to know when it began. You're not going to know when it finished. You're not going to know the ending of it. You know what I'm saying? So your only ending is what God has given us to know. In the word, that's the only ending that we know of if we do what's righteous. And we also would know the ending if we do what's sinful and wrong. You know? So we know what's required of us by way of showing ourselves approved of the word, studying the word. If you don't study the word, you won't know what's required of you. So keep that into consideration while you're going through, you know what I'm saying, what you got to go through for God. So the beginning, you're going to find out, hey, man, I'm in this situation. You know what I'm saying? And as you're going through it, you're going to want it to end, but you're not going to know when it's over. Until it's over, you know what I'm saying? Until you're going to know when it's over, but you're not going to know the timing when it's over. That's what I'm trying to get at. But you need to know what you have to do in order to get through it. And once you're done with it, you have already read in scriptures, you know what I'm saying, of what blessings you will receive for going through what you was ordained to go through and doing what's required of you. Man, God is like, I don't even know. I can't even express the words how God is, but like, God is everything. And like, the way God process this, thought about everything, it just like blow my mind to like even try to imagine like how much wisdom and knowledge and righteousness and holiness and grace and mercy God has, and charitableness and generosity God has for us. Like, it blows my mind. Like, no one can compare to God. No fake God can compare to my God, Father Yahweh. No body, no human, no flesh, no soul, no one. Because no one can think the way God think. No one can move the way God move. God has, like, it's like a forever journey. Like, it's like a forever knowledge, a forever learning. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could literally open up the Bible, man, and just, like, learn something new every time, bro. Like, every time. Like, and it's like you can't even imagine how it works. You know? How it works, like how it happens. You know what I'm saying? There's so much healing in the Bible that if people just only open up the book to read it and just, you know what I'm saying, just let it flow in their spirit, just let it flow, just let it ride out, like, just let it ride out, man, it will fix you up, like, that powerful and be so rocky, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like anything else in life that you go through, man. Like, just anything new. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're unaware of it, you're not gonna be able to adapt to it until you put your all into it to try to understand what's going on, what's going on around you, what's going on around me, what is this? You know what I'm saying? As you was in the world, man, you question things a lot. You know what I'm saying? A lot of God children, we all question things a lot. You know what I'm saying? We're wondering, like, what is this? Where we at? Why are we here? What's going on? This can't be real. This can't be life. This can't be true. That got to be fate. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was trying to figure it out. But this right here, it has the Bible and living for God and being a child of God, it has a blueprint. So it's nothing to figure out, like, far as, like, without having something there to show you. You know what I'm saying? It's not like the world where you kind of try to figure it out through certain situations. You know what I'm saying? On your own. It's like a blueprint written for you. And as you're going through your experience, you're figuring everything out. You know what I'm saying? Because you can read it, but once you take the action on it, it's a whole different ball game. You know? You could read about Job and see how he was cursing his life and everything. And you're like, oh, why he did that? Why he ain't just trusting God? But as soon as you go through your afflictions and going through, you know what I'm saying, what you got to go through, that no longer exists. Or why you trying to figure out why Job, you know what I'm saying, was cursing his life. Because his experience and your experience at that moment in time is not the same. But once you go through your afflictions, you know what I'm saying, you may not curse your life because you have read Job and you understood what happened with Job when he did that, but it will come to your mind like, man, I see how Job felt, but I ain't finna curse my life. You know what I'm saying? Say anything wrong because I don't want God to deal with me the way he dealt with Job, you know? So that experience that Job had and how Job reacted to it, you know what I'm saying? He faced the consequences, and you learn from Job's consequences. You learn from the troubles that Job faced for doing what he did. You know what I'm saying? And you chose not because you read, you know what I'm saying, and to help you think, like, okay, when I go through with my afflictions, I'm going to try my best not to try to curse my life out to say anything wrong because I know, you know what I'm saying, God could deal with me the way he dealt with Job, and I don't want that for my life. So, you know what I'm saying? So you took that and ran with it to help you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a healer. It healed you. It was truth in it, and it healed you from doing the wrong thing. Because if you had not read that, then guess what? You probably cursed your life. You probably said it worse than Job, you know? So that's the you know what I'm saying? That's the situation at hand, man. Like, that's the understanding that you need to get from these chapters, these verses, you know? Like, and that's what we didn't have while we was living in the world. So, you know what I'm saying? That's the blueprint. In the world, you probably got like a man, a woman, you know what I'm saying? A worldly person telling you what to do, how to move, what to say, you know what I'm saying? How to move about this, how to move about that, which is all, you know what I'm saying? Majority of the time, 90% of the time, it's sinful. It's the wrong thing. You won't have too many wise people, you know what I'm saying, that's of God, that's telling you stuff to do. You know what I'm saying? You may have that one person, but not too many. So it's like that. Like, you don't really, you know what I'm saying, understand. Like, as if you had, you know what I'm saying, that Job experience and read the Bible and you understood, like, okay, when I go through that, man, I just know, like, when I'm going through something like that, I just know what time it is. I know the devil trying me. You know what I'm saying? I know he trying to get at me. I know he trying to get, you know what I'm saying, get my mind to going. All that. So, you know, just understand where you at. Just understand what's the situation. 'Cause life itself, man, is everything. Everything you need to know, man. It's just there, man. It's all there. But it's only up to you. It's only up to you, man, to just be able to maneuver through it all. You got to be able to maneuver through it all. And that's just part of life, you know what I'm saying? Once you know how to maneuver through it all, then it won't seem so bad. But if you don't know, man, it's gonna be rocky for you because you have not educated yourself, you know what I'm saying? You have not kept yourself, you know what I'm saying, up on game about nothing. So the experience only as hard as you make it. You know? But if you're doing what's right and you're doing what's righteous, it'll be easy for you. It'll be great for you. It'll be perfect for you. You know what I'm saying? Life would then be a breeze for you, man. Because you have trained yourself to know. You know, you have trained yourself to be aware. So, let's say that, man, to tell y'all, man, like, just do what's right, man. Just do what's right. As long as you're doing what's right and you helping yourself. You know what I'm saying? You're helping yourself, but as you're helping yourself, you're benefiting others throughout the process of helping yourself. You know, so it's a blessing for all. It's not just a blessing for one. It's a blessing for all. You got to take everything into consideration. You know? It's not a selfish act. You know? Your experience is what make you who you is. You know what I'm saying? And God know what he created, so God don't make no mistakes of what he put you through. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we gotta suffer from our bad karma that we had. Sometimes we gotta suffer from, you know, certain things, man, 'cause we just didn't know. Sometimes, you know, when you don't know, man, you don't know. Sometimes when you don't know, you don't know.